being able to do more than we as one individual could do, or even one church.
Right.
UMCOR is enabling that to happen. And the One Great Hour of Sharing offering is how it happens.
Welcome to the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast, brought to you by UMCOR. Today, we're talking about the ministry of relief and hope that UMCOR is bringing around the world and how your church can get involved. Thanks for joining us as we get ready for One Great Hour of Sharing on the fourth Sunday of Lent.
Well, welcome to the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast as we count down to the fourth Sunday of Lent and as we invite your church to support the incredibly vital work of UMCOR through this incredibly special Sunday. Today we have a real privilege on the line. We have Denise Honeycutt. She's the Deputy General Secretary of UMCOR. Denise, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, it's great to be together. It's always good to talk about UMCOR and the role that the local church is really playing and doing, and actually I often say there would not be UMCOR without the local church. UMCOR is really the work of the local church around the world. So, yeah, thanks for having me, and it's great to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you being on the call today. If people would say, like, what is UMCOR? I've kind of heard that name around the church. I know it's something to do with relief, but what is that? Can you describe the work of UMCOR?
Yeah, UMCOR, we are the humanitarian relief and development arm of the church. And we do that work because of Christ. So we're very much a part of the church, but what we do is we reach out to people all around the world to offer healing and hope to folks who are most vulnerable, those who find themselves in situations that need that extra help, need that extra companionship as they journey in what they're dealing with.
Nice.
I can tell you a little more specifically about the areas of UMCOR.
Absolutely, let's do that.
I mean, some folks know, and we're very proud of our disaster relief. That's what we do. When there's a tornado, when there's a typhoon that tears through a country or a hometown, UMCOR is the place. We are the United Methodist Church's presence there, going in to offer relief and care in those disaster situations. And that's a big part of what we do in the United States and around the world. We also have several other units. We have a global health component, doing incredible work. Over 300 Methodist hospitals around the world.
Wow.
We're doing all kinds of work. We also have global development, so working to empower and walk alongside communities to empower them, not just at a time of a disaster, but long after the disaster has happened. Mm-hmm. So helping in livelihood projects or water projects or sustainable agriculture. So it's a vast array of things that we do, but all around the issue of humanitarian relief and development as United Methodist.
Nice. Very cool. So now, how does our One Great Hour of Sharing, how does that empower UMCOR, you know, to fulfill this mission, all this work that you're doing? How are those two kind of linked together?
It's a very important role that One Great Hour of Sharing does. As you may or may not know, UMCOR does not receive any funding from World Service, the World Service dollars, or the apportionment. So our funding comes directly from churches and donors who give to UMCOR. And what we love about the giving is that people can say, I want my money to go to the disaster relief of last spring, or I want my money to go for a maternal and child health project, or I really feel connected to a program of community-based primary health care. And when they say that, we can say absolutely 100% of your money will go there.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? It is because churches take up once a year the One Great Hour of Sharing. Mm-hmm. And the One Great Hour of Sharing, it goes to underwrite all the administrative costs of UMCOR, so that all throughout the year, with undesignated money and with money that's designated, it can go exactly for where folks say, that's where I want my money to go to. And, you know, the thing about that I think is powerful is that as we think about the church being able to do more than we as one individual could do, or even one church.
Right.
UMCOR is enabling that to happen. And the One Great Hour of Sharing offering is how it happens. Often, I would hear people say, you know, you say 100% of my gift goes to that. How can that be? How can
right.
you do? Well, the way we can do it is because people give to the One Great Hour of Sharing.
Absolutely.
And that pays that administrative cost so that for the rest of the time, all their giving can go for that specific project.
I love that. It's almost like a multiplication factor, you know, that when you give on a weekend, like One Great Hour of Sharing, yep. later we're able to articulate, hey, if a disaster happens and you want to give to that, 100% of your gifts are going to go towards that, which then encourages more people to give towards that,
exactly.
Which is incredible.
It also, you know, and when that disaster does happen, it enables us to move quickly.
Right.
Before folks have even had a chance to go online and give or give in their local congregation, because we already have some resources. Mm-hmm. So it's a really wonderful way of multiplying and being able to act quickly and respond more quickly than we would be otherwise.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. You know, often we think we live in a pretty fast-paced or disposable world.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a few things that just don't seem to last anymore. They don't stick around. But One Great Hour of Sharing has been around for a long time. You know, what does it mean to you that this has become such a rich tradition of the United Methodist Movement?
Isn't it great? I mean, over 50 years.
Yeah.
For over 50 years. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing about it that doesn't grow old is that what I know about folks who are over 50, but what I also know about folks who are 20 and 17 and in their 30s, those are folks who want to make a lasting difference.
Right.
Those are folks who really do want to make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And the One Great Hour of Sharing provides that underpinning so that then our work is not just based on the latest check that comes in. Our work can be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
We are often known as an organization that's there immediately after a disaster, which is great.
Right.
But what is equally important about UMCOR is we are often the last to leave a disaster situation.
Right.
And that, you know, it's one thing to kind of do a flash in the pan. It's another thing to be there long term for people and journey with them in their recovery.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to underline for people. You know, folks often think, you know, that being kind of first in, that gets the most press. People understand
yep.
that.
Yep.
But, you know, there's no one writing about it when you leave, when you pull out and are yep. the last one there. That's incredible. Now, what is it about the fourth Sunday of Lent that makes this such a perfect time for, you know, One Great Hour of Sharing?
Well, I love it that it is actually happening in Lent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, I do need to say, people can take up the One Great Hour of Sharing anytime during the year.
Right.
So if your congregation missed it this year or it's more convenient another time, they can do it anytime.
Right.
But with it being placed in Lent, that's pretty significant because Lent is that time of introspection. It's that time as we are moving toward the cross and we are taking that concentrated discipline effort of looking at our own spiritual lives and our own spiritual needs. And when we do that, and when we know ourselves to be followers of Christ, what we find is that journey always takes us outward. That journey, we recognize not only our own spiritual needs, but the needs of people all around the world. And so it feels very appropriate that in a time of spiritual discernment, in a time of even the agony of the cross,
right.
move toward the cross, we can be at one with those who know themselves to be vulnerable and in agony because we have that good news
mm-hmm.
that resurrection does happen because of Jesus Christ, and we can be a part of that, offering that hope. So it's just perfect, really, that we take this One Great Hour of Sharing up during a time of spiritual real discernment in our lives of what it means to be Christ in the world.
Very cool. What would you say to a leader who might be in a church today that, you know, doesn't participate, hasn't historically participated in One Great Hour of Sharing? You know, what would you say to them to try to encourage them to participate this year?
Well, I would say, first of all, thank you for your work, because being a leader in the church as clergy or as a layperson is not very easy in a lot of ways. So thank you for your commitment to following Christ. And what I would say is that if you want a congregation that's vital, and who doesn't? I mean, that's right. What we're all working toward is vital congregations. One of the things we know is that a congregation becomes more and more vital when it reaches out in mission in its local area and around the world. And we kind of wring our hands and say, well, how in the world can I do this? And I say the One Great Hour Sharing is one of those very real ways that you can help lead your congregation as a layperson or a clergy to say, yes, we can do more by joining with congregations all around the world to give to One Great Hour of Sharing than we can just on our own. So I would say be a part of what God is doing in the world by joining with One Great Hour of Sharing.
Nice. Well, Denise, I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's been fun. Let me just say one more time.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the local church. Thank you. You are UMCOR all around the world, and you're doing incredible things in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Denise. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast. We want your church to join us for this special Sunday that supports the vital work of UMCOR. Drop by umcor.org for more information on how to get involved.